Your joy is a priority to God. The people of Israel had been wandering for 40 years in the desert. They were on the verge of entering the promised land. Moses had already delineated God's law to them, but in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses does it again. He takes time to gather the people and retell them the story of how they got to where they were and how they were to move forward with the Lord. An entire generation had died never seeing the promised land because of their unbelief in the goodness and the power of God. Yet here in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the people again of just how much God loves them. In Deuteronomy 16:15, after introducing the three feasts God established for his people to celebrate, we read, "For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete." The Lord wisely chooses the places we go and the things that we do in order to bring us to the places of deepest joy. The Lord blesses us both in the wilderness and in the promised land because he cares about our joy. Your joy is deepest when you are most aware of God's presence with you and of his provision for you. Your joy is fullest when you place your hopes and your desires in God alone, so that no matter whether you find yourself in the desert or in the promised land, you have confidence that God's goodness is yours and that his love will never let you go. Do you believe this?